loss. Let's start by building a strong understanding of the concept of intermittent fasting. What is it? In its simplest terms, intermittent fasting is deciding that you will skip some specific meals. In simple terms, when following intermittent fasting, you fast and follow the fast by eating on purpose. Well, you don't stay away from food altogether, as is the case with starvation, before going back to your normal eating habits. Rather, you target specific windows during your days to eat after holding your fast. By fasting and then following it with feasting on purpose, fasting intermittently means you eat your calories during a special window or windows in your day and make the choice not to eat during the rest of the day. What is the point of all this? This works on several fronts. By shutting yourself from food most of the day, which is what intermittent fasting will call for, you limit the amount of calories you consume. A lower intake of calories means there is less for the body to turn into body fat. The body converts excess calories to fats. Let me explain that in detail. When you eat food, especially the carb-rich diet that's recommended by USDE or the typical American diet, it is broken down into different components depending on the macronutrients you've eaten. Fats are converted into fatty acids, proteins are converted into amino acids, and carbohydrates are converted into glucose. All these are absorbed into the bloodstream for transportation to different parts of the body. When they get into the bloodstream, the body is triggered to secrete insulin, a hormone produced by the pancreas. The role of insulin in this case is to sort of open up the cells so that they can take up various macronutrients for energy. Glucose, which tends to be high in the typical American diet, has the highest effect on the amount of insulin secreted. Typically, the higher the blood glucose levels, the higher the amount of insulin produced. You are in the fed state from the moment you start eating to the time the body uses up all the food you've taken. This can take anywhere from between 10 to 12 hours. The fed state is, however, categorized into two. The fed state, which starts from the moment you start eating and lasts for about 3 to 5 hours from the last meal. And the post-absorption state, a state where the body is actively using up the nutrients you have taken and lasts for about 10 to 12 hours from the last meal. During the fed state, insulin levels are high because of elevated levels of blood sugar. Keep in mind that insulin is secreted in response to rising blood glucose levels and decreases as blood glucose levels reduce. As I already stated, insulin does the job of aiding blood glucose into the cells. Its job is essentially to trigger the cells to open up so that they can absorb glucose. Insulin acts like a key to the cells to let blood glucose into the cells. This essentially means that if there is any excess blood glucose, insulin will still trigger the cells to absorb the glucose. If there is any excess, the body, or the liver, starts to convert it to glycogen, which is then stored in the liver and muscle cells. Glycogen stores are limited, so the body has to find a place to store the excess. Fats are the other method through which the body stores excess glucose. Essentially, the glucose is converted into fatty acids and glycerol, which are then stored in different fat stores around the body, such as under the skin and around various internal organs. The whole process takes place within 10 to 12 hours, so once the hours lapse, the body will essentially have used up all of the glucose from the bloodstream. This is when it gets into the fasted state, a state where the body has no incoming dietary nutrients that it can use for energy. When that happens, it starts mobilizing its stored energy as it awaits any new dietary nutrients. It starts by secreting glucagon from the pancreas to help convert glycogen into glucose, which is then used just like dietary glucose. However, it doesn't metabolize all the glycogen before moving on to fats. It still needs some glucose to fuel critical cell activities that run on glucose only. As such, when you get into the fasted state, you slowly start burning stored fats to meet your body's energy demands. This is what results in weight loss. This means that if you want to derive benefits from intermittent fasting, you ought to fast for long enough to get your body into the fasted state, as this will push the body to seek alternative sources of energy, such as burning stored fat. So what's the best way to fast intermittently? Here are ideas.